Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friends, a couple of great gentlemen, Bill Brandt and Rich Gaven. Bill is a Democrat operative and also a global businessman. Rich has been a global businessman and also during that time a great Republican operative. And we've asked both of them to join us this week because it's the Republican convention week. And guys, will you come back next week and do the Democrat things too?
I would be happy to, but
that was not exactly the response I was hoping for.
I would be really interested in seeing what Rich does next. Count me in. I'm there.
At what point in time did I lose control? Okay, Rich, I'm going to let you go first. What does Donald Trump have to say tonight in his acceptance speech to knock it out of the park?
Well, it's a really tough situation. The adrenaline will be flowing, you know, in buckets. The people out in front of him are going to be screaming their bloody heads off because that's what happens when you get into one of these things. I think what he's got to do is actually lay out a vision over the next 4 years of what he would like America to look at. To Bill's point, not after he's finished blowing it up, what does he expect America and the world to look at 4 years down the road, and ask for 4 years to show that he can do this. And it doesn't have to take 20 years, just like it didn't have to take 20 years to build that, you know, the skating rink in Central Park that they talked about last night. So I think if he can show some sense of vision of what he really wants to do, he doesn't have to do a lot because he doesn't have to be William Jennings Bryant. But I think he's got to probably have a script and stick to it.
All right. That's anything more specific than that?
No, I mean about policy points. He's not a policy guy. I don't know.
He needs to
present a kind of a broad vision.
What do you think, Bill?
You know, I'm a veteran of this over the years in focus groups, and I've learned over the years that when people walk in to vote for the president, and they take that sobering, you know, pull the lever, they first think of the challenger, and they think in their own minds whether they can envision the challenger actually occupying the Oval Office and conducting themselves as a president. And Trump is clearly, as Rich and I would both agree, on the bubble on that one. His job tonight is to convince people when they're thinking about pulling the lever, they can envision him in the Oval Office. I think if he gets down into policy weeds, as Rich said, it's not his strong suit, it won't help. He's got to do the shining city on a hill Reagan type speech and convince people he's serious and he can do it. If that gets done, I think he's got a real good shot.
Yeah. So, Bill, seriously, you know these guys. You know what's going on inside the bowels of the campaign. How seriously?
I wouldn't refer to where I work as the bowels, but I mean, I think I've already passed through that section. I came out the other side already. You know, so.
How seriously are they taking Trump?
Dead bang seriously. Look, there are places where we were never going to have to advertise. New York is obviously one. I don't think he wins New York. But I wasn't planning on dropping a lot of money in New York, some in Florida. There are places where the checkerboard looks a little different because of what his efforts are. Now, you know, California, no matter what he says, is not in play. But there are places where he has strong roots and strong affinities, and they will be interesting. That said, I go back and look at the New York primary. The one district he lost in Manhattan, but in New York, was Manhattan of all places. In the Republican primary, so there are oddities here that we still have to digest. But we are taking him dead seriously. There is a real good chance that he could be your next president, and we're very aware of it.
Rich are the down ballot folks on the Republican side? Are they nervous? Win or lose?
Sure.
Even winning Trump could maybe not help them, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. In both 1972 with Richard Nixon versus McGovern and in 1984, Reagan versus Mondale, the Republican candidate won 49 states, 49 out of the 51 voting districts, and yet in both of those cases, the Democrats went +2 in the United States Senate.
But those were second term elections, though.
Well, that's true, right. but as I said earlier on, the turnout operations are the same, and one of the problems I think the Trump people have is that they may be depending too heavily on the governors and the senators that are running for re-election
right.
to turn out Trump voters, and I'm not sure that they're that interested in it.
Right. You know, I think that the bellwether there, speaking for Rich, will be Mark Kirk's race in Illinois. Here you have a United States senator in a tough race who has not endorsed Trump and deliberately unendorsed Trump, if you will, and is running a campaign separately mm-hmm. from Trump, and in a state that is blue, to be sure, but as fares Mark Kirk, fares the rest of them, including, you know, with Evan yep. Bayh jumping in Indiana, with Kelly having her problems in New
right.
Hampshire. Watch Mark Kirk. He's the bellwether.
Guys, I got to go. Thank you both for being here. And, folks, their guffaws notwithstanding, I'm going to put some pressure on them to come back next week and do this again for the Democrat convention. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.